next on the 5 o'clock report.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson.
I'm running because I think we need alternatives.
Sending the abortion drug through the mail.
We'll just drop the S. We'll be the candidate we'll brave.
Before they're allowed back onto the complex to watch their children, they have to accept 3 umpiring assignments.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Family Life News anchor Sarah Harnish. A shakeup at the networks. Fox News is parting ways with one of its top primetime stars, Tucker Carlson.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Sometimes you wonder just how filthy and dishonest our news media are.
The blockbuster announcement came right from Fox today.
We want to thank Tucker Carlson for his service to the network as a host and prior to that as a long-term contributor.
The news on Carlson comes on the heels of the recent Fox settlement with Dominion Voting Systems for spreading lies about the 2020 election. At the same time, CNN fired one of its longtime anchors, Don Lemon, who's been there for 17 years.
Soon after Fox made that announcement, CNN said host Don Lemon is out at that network. Syracuse University media professor Robert Thompson says Lemon's been in hot water since saying presidential hopeful Nikki Haley is past her prime.
Don Lemon, there's all kinds of stories and problems that he has had that could be a little more complex.
Now to Washington, President Biden met with the Tennessee Three today and praised those lawmakers for fighting for gun control on the House floor.
What the Republican legislature did was shocking, it was undemocratic, and it was without any precedent. To turn it around very quickly.
Biden says they were standing up for our kids following the school shooting in Nashville. Those three lawmakers had their jobs yanked but were later restored. Republicans in Tennessee say this isn't a gun control debate. It was an act of childishness to hold an active protest on the House floor and stop all proceedings from happening with megaphones and screaming. They said the floor is always open for debate on gun control, but not for antics and posturing. Say it ain't so, Joe. A new NBC News poll shows 70% of Americans do not want President Biden to seek re-election. He's expected to make that announcement tomorrow. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin doubts those who say Mr. Biden is not up to the job.
I've been in meetings with him time after time. His performance tells me he's up to the job and does it well. Let's concede the obvious, what his age is, but let's look at the obvious. He is an active president who is meeting the challenges of America every day.
Most of those who say they don't want the president to run again cite his age as the reason why. That same survey shows 60% of Americans do not want a Biden-Trump rematch in 2024. GOP presidential candidate Asa Hutchinson.
What America does not want is another repeat of 2020. And so I'm running because I think we need alternatives and we need new leadership, a new direction in America.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to announce soon whether he's running. He's traveling overseas in Japan today. Pro-lifers are expressing dismay in a recent 7-2 Supreme Court ruling that keeps the abortion pill mifepristone on the market and in the mail. Critics say that's a bridge that goes too far.
Sending the abortion drug through the mail is a big change in how it is provided.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham.
Is that safe? Is that, has the FDA gone too far?
The FDA approved mifepristone 23 years ago. Pro-lifers argue the drug is dangerous. The Supreme Court is expected to rule again on mifepristone later this year. If you have a General Motors truck, you might want to consider parking it outside away from your house until you can get a recall order fixed. GM recalling more than 40,000 trucks due to a fire risk.
This is a precaution because there have been no injuries, but these trims of the Chevy Silverado can have a brake fluid leak that can cause a fire. It affects 40,000 of the largest heavy-duty pickups, 4500s, 5500s, and 6500s, all of them 2019 to 2023 models.
Federal regulators say a faulty assembly could leak brake fluid and cause an electrical short circuit. Some Americans are still stuck in war-torn Sudan this afternoon.
We're going to do everything we can to help guide people, get them the information they need to get out safely. But it is not safe right now for another evacuation attempt. That would actually put Americans in more danger, not less.
The National Security Council's John Kirby told CBS that assistance will be nearby.
We're looking at putting naval assets in the Red Sea near Port Sudan to help with any evacuation or assistance that American citizens might need.
Most of the Americans still in Sudan are dual nationals. Now to Pittsburgh, where a federal trial is underway for a man charged with an attack on a synagogue 4 years ago.
The accused shooter is charged in a 63-count federal indictment for allegedly opening fire inside the synagogue and killing 11 worshipers and injuring several others. He pleaded not guilty, and the government is seeking the death penalty in this case.
And Bed Bath & Beyond is no more. The home good retailer has filed for bankruptcy.
The company filed for bankruptcy after a tumultuous year of job cuts and store closures. But ultimately, those strategies fell short.
Correspondent Kathy Park says online shopping is what did Bed Bath & Beyond in.
In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, co-founder Warren Eisenberg admitted, "We missed the boat on the internet."
They will be closing all of its 360 stores by June 30th. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, some changes coming to opioid treatment in New York State. People in Erie, Pennsylvania are voting 23 days early today and want to be a volunteer firefighter? New York wants you. Now let's get a check of the weather forecast with Kevin Williams.
Now the cool weather is going to linger for a couple more days and nights. Temperatures will be running by day between 5 and 10 degrees below normals. There'll be a shower or flurry in spots. Low temperatures, 30s, but 20s in rural, clearer valleys with frost. For Tuesday and Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine in central and eastern Pennsylvania with a slight chance of a shower. Less sun and more clouds elsewhere across the region with a couple of scattered showers. Any shower in western New York or the northwest part of Pennsylvania could mix with some snowflakes or a little grapple. High temperatures ranging from the upper 40s to the upper 50s.
I think we want those 80-degree temperatures back. Thank you, Kevin. Checking the stories making news where you live across New York and Pennsylvania. About an hour ago, Governor Kathy Hochul announced $5.8 million for opioid treatment programs across the Empire State. She said the cash is being drawn from the state's opioid settlement fund and will aid programs statewide to help people struggling with addiction. The money will pay for comprehensive, integrated outpatient treatment programs and medication for opioid use disorder. New York received billions in settlement money. The state has seen a sharp rise in opioid-related deaths. A proposal that would bolster special education services across the Empire State has advanced in the state Senate. Family Life's Greg Gillespie has this story.
New York lawmakers want students with disabilities who receive individual education plans to be able to continue to get those services after they turn 21 years old. Some in Albany contend that many students lost services for 2 or 3 years because of COVID-related shutdowns. Students would have 2 extra years till the age of 23 to complete their education plans. The bill has passed the Senate and now goes to the Assembly for its consideration. Greg Gillespie, Family Life News.
New York also just approved a fifth temporary stopgap budget today, but word is that they're getting closer to getting the actual budget done, 24 days late. That stopgap budget just makes sure state workers will be paid. It'll fund everything through this Friday. Today, the top Democrat in the Assembly signaled lawmakers have made progress toward that final agreement. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie said, quote, "The end is near." Still on the table, climate change cash and a plan to address illegal cannabis sales. Early voting has already started in Erie County, Pennsylvania, and a few people trickled in today. The actual primary is still 23 days away on May 16th, but officials at the voter registration office say they've gotten positive feedback since they introduced early voting. Tanya Fernandez, the supervisor of elections, said, quote, "Residents actually love to vote early. It's a convenience. You can come right into the office, apply for the ballot, and receive it that day. The early voting option stays in play in PA until May 9th. Things got a little testy at a drag queen story hour event at the Pittsford Community Center near Rochester, New York over the weekend. This protester says the event was geared toward young people, and that's not right.
A certain age where you can discern right from wrong, and they're trying to reach those who are not at that age yet.
The transgender rights event was moved from a bookstore to the Pittsford Community Center after the town said organizers had to pay the $8,000 for added security. A new report from the American Library Association says books with LGBTQ plus themes remain the most complained about at public schools and libraries across the United States. New York Senate Minority Leader Rob Ort wants to increase the punishment for animal rights activists who steal livestock from farmers. It's been a growing problem in Ort's home stomping grounds of Niagara County.
These are not advocates. These are criminals.
Ort says that those who steal livestock deserve to be behind bars. His legislation would increase the penalty for such crimes to a maximum 15-year prison sentence.
This is not advocacy when you're trespassing on people's personal property in an attempt to steal not their livestock, their livelihood.
He thinks it's people from out of state coming to Western New York to steal farm animals. Frustration keeps rolling in as schools try to figure out how to drop their Native American mascots after a Board of Ed ruling in New York. Canandaigua, New York is home of the Braves, but not much longer.
When people first learned about this, I think the overwhelming sentiment was, well, we'll just drop the S. We'll be the Canandaigua Brave, and we'll focus on bravery.
But even that wasn't good enough, according to the state, so it's back to the drawing board for Canandaigua to find a new mascot. Farr says the rebranding effort won't be cheap.
We have to make all of this rebranding happen in the next 2 years. It will be, you know, significant cost, easily in the millions of dollars range.
There are approximately 65 school districts that have to drop their Native American-like nicknames and logos by the end of next year or risk losing state aid. And there's a massive volunteer firefighter recruitment effort underway in New York State. The state hopes to attract 10,000 new recruits this year.
I've been part of the department as a fire hall brat, is what they're called, since I was 4 years old.
Holly Schifferly is a second-generation volunteer firefighter from Williamsville, New York.
It's rewarding. It's comforting to us to be able to be a comfort to someone else.
They want the state to provide an $800 tax credit for those who serve as volunteer firefighters. Time next for tonight's Market Report, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks trading mixed today to begin the week as investors wait for important earnings reports this week from tech giants like Microsoft, Meta, Amazon, Apple, and more. Investors will also be looking closely into First Republic Bank's earnings tonight to gauge the stability of region banks. Bed Bath & Beyond filing for bankruptcy on Sunday, shares dropping 35% today as a result. The Dow is up 66 points, the NASDAQ dropped 35, and the S&P 500 adding on just 4. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
How much do you need in savings and investments to retire comfortably? Hi, I'm Rob West with the Faith and Finance Minute. A pollster put that question to about 500 investors around the world. Here in the U.S., about 40% of respondents said they'd need $5 million. Another 30% said they would need at least $3 million to retire comfortably. Well, I'm not sure how they'd define retire comfortably, but don't let these kinds of stories demoralize you. You can retire quite comfortably on far less than $3 to $5 million. Now, don't misunderstand me. You should be doing all you can to build a healthy nest egg by following the pattern of steady plodding you've heard me talk about. But don't fall for the idea that you need a lot more than you really do. We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free FaithFi app. You'll find it on our website at faithfi.com.
Coming up on the 5 o'clock report, you better be careful what you say to referees in one city. If you make them angry, you'll be forced to be the next referee for 3 games if you want your kids to participate in sports. But first, one last peek at the weather with Kevin Williams.
The cool pool of air will linger across our region over the next couple days and nights. In the meantime, for tonight, patchy clouds and chilly. There'll be a shower or flurry in spots. Low temperatures, 30s, but 20s in rural, clearer valleys with frost. Tomorrow and Wednesday, variable clouds, including intervals of sunshine, a couple of scattered showers. Any rain shower can mix with snowflakes or some drop across higher elevations of the western Twin Tiers in particular. High temperatures ranging from the upper 40s to the upper 50s. But will turn briefly milder later this week.
Finally, at 5, if you argue with them, you'll be forced to join them. A new policy in New York City has some parents on edge. A sports association is having a hard time getting referees because parents keep yelling at them. So they came up with a unique solution. If you get in trouble with a ref for yelling about the calls, you have to ref.
We're going to not only ask the people to leave and ban them from the complex, but before they're allowed back onto the complex to watch their children, they have to accept 3 umpiring assignments.
This organizer says not everyone is yelling, but for those that are, a lesson has to be learned. He says seeing parents and umps bickering sends a bad message to kids.
I want to give them an insight of what it's like out there. We're losing good volunteers that are being abused by these spectators. And it's only 1%. 99% of these people are great.
Setting the example for children in sports. And that is the world that we live in for Monday, the 24th of April. I'm Sarah Harnish, and this is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.